Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners, welcome back with me Mariati. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listeners, we begin with news. And stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news. This is Ani Hasana with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture and UNESCO promote Indonesian cultural heritage. State-owned enterprises Minister Rini Sumarno says biofuel will replace diesel fuel in 3 years. And other news in detail. Indonesia has thousands of cultural heritages originating from the traditions of its people. To gain the world's recognition, Indonesian government, through the Ministry of Education and Culture, in collaboration with UNESCO, has conducted joint activities to record, promote, and nominate the cultural heritages as Indonesia's cultural heritage. This was stated by Director General of Culture, the Ministry of Education and Culture, Hilman Farid, at a press conference of the 3rd Basuki Abdullah Award competition in Jakarta on Monday.
Our job at the ministry is to focus on what we call cultural heritage. We work through UNESCO, among other things, to nominate Indonesian cultural heritage as having universal value and get recognition from UNESCO. So what we promote so far is based mostly on tradition. Tradition itself doesn't mean that you should limit what you present to the world as traditional expression. It can be, can have contemporary forms, and that's what we are doing here with Pak Basuki as well.
Basuki Abdullah is one of Indonesia's most famous painters who expressed his works through Indonesian mythological puppet paintings. Furthermore, Hilman Farid added that the award carried out by the Ministry of Education and Culture aims to invite young Indonesian artists to express national identity through art, especially painting. The event with the theme mythology is organized by the Ministry of Education and Culture in every 3 years. Indonesian state-owned enterprises Minister Rini Sumarno said that within the next 3 years, Indonesia was targeted to increase the content of biofuel in diesel fuel as an energy alternative. If the content is now only 20% or biodiesel 20 B20, in 2022, diesel fuel will be completely replaced with biofuel B100. As quoted by Tempo.com, Minister Rini, when met at the state-owned enterprises ministry building on Monday, said that the source is not only CPO crude palm oil but also bagasse. To support the plan, state-owned gas and oil company Pertamina is currently building an additional oil refinery to process B20 into B100 in Plaju, Palembang, South Sumatra. Indonesian Coordinating Minister of Maritime Affairs Luhut Binsar Panjaitan encourages students to take advantage of the Education Fund Management Institution LPDP scholarship so that Indonesian human resources are ready to face the 4.0 Industrial Revolution. Before the students at the University of North Sumatra Medan on Monday, Minister Luhut said that the government had prepared a budget of more than 50 trillion rupiah to send undergraduate students to leading universities around the world. The minister also said Indonesia needs to catch up the lagging behind by adapting 4.0 industry, while the government also has a development strategy focused on creating competitiveness. The Speaker of the Indonesian House of Representatives, Bambang Susatyo, encouraged the General Election Commission, KPU, and Regional Election Commission, KPUD, to conduct intensive socialization at the Commission Regulation No. 3, Year 2019, on voting and vote counting for the 2019 election. Bambang Susatyo, through his written statement in Jakarta on Monday, said that the socialization was carried out by providing explanation and technical guidance regarding the technical rules for voting and counting in the 2019 election to officers at polling stations or other election stakeholders. The Corruption Eradication Commission (KPK) met with Australian Ambassador Gary Quinlan on Monday. Among the issues discussed during their meeting was the prevention of corruption in the private sector. The Corruption Eradication Commission (KPK) deputy Laude M. Sarif said in Jakarta Monday, private sector corruption was a common concern between Indonesia and the Australian government. Soon, Indonesia and Australia will sign an economic cooperation. Laude also said the commission is working with the Australian government in terms of prosecution. One of them is to track down assets resulting from corruption. Meanwhile, Mr. Quinlan said he would work with the Corruption Eradication Commission (KPK) to prevent corruption. And Australia, he said, is ready to provide support, including enhancing the competence of the commission staff. Andreanus Garu, a councillor of the Regional Legislative Council (DPD) of Eastern Sutengara Province (NTT), has invited Vice President Yusuf Kala (OGK) to Labuan Bajo (NTT) following the planned temporary closure of the Komodo National Park. As quoted by Tempo.co, Andreanus, after meeting with Yusuf Kala in the Vice Presidential Office Jakarta Monday, said that he officially invited Mr. Kala to Labuan Bajo as he has a duty as a Komodo ambassador. Besides sending invitation, Andreanus met Yusuf Kala to ask for the leader's opinion on issues surrounding Komodo Island. Eastern Sutengara Governor Victor Laiskodat planned to shut Komodo Island in Manggarai Barat Regency for a year in a bid to boost the population of deer, the main food of Komodo dragons. The planned closure was also meant to help the provincial administration better its management of the park and develop the Komodo habitat, as it was feared Komodo dragons would prey on one another due to their endangered habitat. Payakumbu City government ensured exports of rendang abroad in May 2019 after successfully signing a memorandum of understanding with Saudi Arabian entrepreneurs. Deputy Mayor of Payakumbu, Erwin Yunas, in Payakumbu on Monday said that the shipment for the first phase was one container or around 20 tons of seasoning. Meat supply is carried out by Saudi Arabia since licensing for meat supplies directly from outside Saudi Arabia requires a long bureaucracy. Payakumbu government is currently in the process of preparing all permits for marketing rendang in Saudi Arabia. To supply rendang in bulk abroad, the city government has prepared a special cooperative for rendang businessmen in Payakumbu. And the last item, currently Indonesian ornamental fish production continues to increase. This condition is to strengthen Indonesia's intention to become the number one ornamental fish exporter country in the world. Director General of Aquaculture of the Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries, Slamet Subjakto, during the coordination meeting on aquaculture data priority and validation in Jakarta Monday, said domestic ornamental fish production has significantly increased by an average of 13.17% from 2015-2018. The commodities are ornamental fish such as guppy, koki, betta fish, corydoras, and koi. Not only the abundance of ornamental fish production encouraging these idols, but also more open condition in the international markets. Indonesia can directly sell ornamental fish abroad without going through their neighboring countries such as Singapore. And listener to End the News, here are headlines once again. State-owned enterprises minister Rini Sumarno says biofuel will replace diesel fuel in 3 years. Minister Luhut Panjaitan encourages students to use Education Fund Management Institution LPDP scholarship to face Industry 4.0. And listener, that's the news. This is Ani Hasana with commentary entitled Prices of Flight Tickets Still Expensive. Listener, over the last few weeks, prices of flight tickets in Indonesia have been very expensive. The situation was made worse by the elimination of promo tickets and paid baggage policies for some airlines. The increase in airplane ticket prices is quite surprising because the peak season has passed, which should have dropped the price of airline tickets. But in low season, the price of airline tickets is still expensive. After the government tried to overcome this problem, the price of airline tickets began to decline. However, the public considered the price of airline tickets to be still expensive. Aviation corporations accused the price of airplane fuel is very high, which is the reason for rising flight ticket prices. They say that after prices in Indonesia are more expensive than abroad, as a result, the price of foreign airplane tickets from Indonesia abroad has become cheaper than domestic flight tickets abroad. Compared to Southeast Asian countries, after prices in Indonesia are actually classified as competitive, the third lowest recorded after Singapore and Malaysia. Compared to the selling price of aftur at Changi, Singapore, the price of aftur in Cengkareng is indeed more expensive at around 5 to 10%. However, the difference in aftur price is due to the imposition of sales tax or VAT on aftur by 10%, while the aftur price at Changi is not subject to VAT. If it is not subject to VAT, aftur prices in Singapore and Indonesia should be equal. In addition, since November 2018 until mid-February 2019, aftur prices in Indonesia have tended to fall, reaching 18.5%. The proportion of aftur cost of 24% is indeed quite significant in the formation of ticket selling prices. However, when the aftur price dropped to 18.5%, the price of airline tickets did not decline, but instead experienced an increase during low season in early January to mid-February. The aftur prices are assumed to be unfair. Some observers suspect that there are price cartels from several major airlines that control flights in Indonesia. So now it is the time for the government to control the corporate actions of a number of airlines related to the policy of eliminating promo ticket prices and paid baggage. Indonesian Business Competition Supervisory Commission, KBPU, needs to ensure that there are no price formation cartels from certain airlines. Without the efforts of the government and the commission, it is difficult for the public to expect airline ticket prices, which are burdensome for consumers, to be reduced in the near future. Listener, that's commentary.
Voice of Indonesia. Today in history, I'll begin with February the 19th, 1945, the Battle of Iwo Jima begins. During the World War II, the United States viewed the island of Iwo Jima in southern Japan as the key to winning the Pacific War. The island had to be captured to become a frontline base for planes that will bomb the Japanese mainland. The battle between U.S. and Japanese forces finally broke out and took place from February 19 to March 1945. This battle was one of the bloodiest battles in Pacific War history. In the battle, the United States succeeded in seizing Iwo Jima, including an air base on the Japanese-owned island. Turning to February 19, 1986, the Soviet Union launches the Mir, or Mir space station. Mir is a space station of the Soviet Union, now Russia, which was considered very successful. It was a long-term permanent residence for humans in space. Through several collaborations, Mir could be accessed internationally and used by astronauts from many countries. Mir was successfully circulated by connecting several modules which were launched separately one by one from February 19, 1986 to 1996.
The station ended on March 23, 2001. Mir was tasked with monitoring the Earth in search of mineral and marine reserves and experimenting with various materials. I'll conclude today in history with February 19, 1997. Chinese leader Deng Xiaoping dies. Deng Xiaoping, leader of the Chinese Communist Party, was born on August 22, 1904. He joined the party while being a student. In 1977, he became chairman of the party and de facto leader of the People's Republic of China. During his tenure, China became one of the fastest-growing economies in the world. He died on February 19, 1997. Well, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia to the World.
Kupejamkan mata ini, mencoba tuk melupakan segala kenangan indah tentang dirimu, tentang mimpiku. Semakin aku mencoba, bayangmu semakin nyata, merasuk hingga ke jiwa. Tuhan tolong
entah di mana dirimu berada.
That was the first song entitled Hampa, sung by Ari Lasso. You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. The next segment, we will give you information on My Indonesia.
Listener, welcome to My Indonesia. Indonesia and Palestine have established long-standing cooperative relations. Indonesian Ambassador to Jordan, concurrently Palestine, Andi Rahmanto, made his first official visit to the Palestinian capital Ramallah on February 12 to discuss efforts in a bid to increase cooperation between the two countries, especially in the field of trade and capacity building. During the visit, Ambassador Andi Rahmanto met Palestinian Prime Minister Rami Al-Hamdallah. Escorted by Antara News Agency, Ambassador Andi Rahmanto, during the meeting, said that Indonesia continues to be committed to supporting the Palestinian struggle for independence in various international forums by encouraging peaceful solutions in the corridors of the two-state solution. He also said that related to trade issues, the two countries need to continue to encourage increased trade cooperation to help the Palestinian economy. During January to November 2018, the trade volume of the two countries reached $3.2 million, an increase of more than 60% compared to the same period in 2017. In the tourism sector, Ambassador Andi explained that the number of Indonesian tourists to Palestine reached an average of 90,000 people each year. This figure is estimated to be able to be increased to more than 100,000 people in the following years. Although in both fields, it shows positive developments, both Indonesia and Palestine still need to continue to increase trade volume and the number of tourists. One of the efforts that can be done is to provide 0% tariff policy for Palestinian products, as has been applied to the commodity dates and olive oil. Furthermore, Ambassador Andi also said that effort to increase the number of tourists to Palestine, namely by encouraging travel agencies to offer Umrah plus Palestinian packages to Indonesian worshippers to visit Palestine. While in the humanitarian field, over the last 10 years, Indonesia has provided a number of assistance in training and capacity building programs in various fields to more than 1,900 Palestinian participants, with a total assistance of $10 million. A number of fields of capacity building are offered, including small and medium enterprises, women's empowerment, infrastructure, and good governance. In addition, the Indonesian government, in collaboration with a number of universities in Indonesia, has signed a memorandum of understanding to provide educational scholarships to more than 130 Palestinian communities that will begin this year. Representing the Palestinian government and people, Prime Minister Hamdallah expressed his sincere gratitude to the government and people of Indonesia for their continued support. He views that Indonesia continues to uphold the principle of supporting the struggle of the Palestinian people for independence. Indonesia is more than just a friend to Palestine. That's My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Saat kau dengannya, kadang ku
Voice of Indonesia.
That was the second song entitled Satu Yang Tak Bisa Lepas, sung by Reza. You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Hello, listener. In today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, we introduce you one of Indonesian traditional drinks called Wedang Cor from Jember, East Java. Stay tuned. In Javanese language, wedang means hot drink. The drink is often served and enjoyed like tea and usually consumed during cold weather. Wedang is made from slices of fresh ginger and palm sugar or rock sugar. The ingredients are then poured into hot water. Indonesian people have various types of wedang. Each region in Indonesia has its own specialty. For example, the people in Jember is Jawa. They have their own version of wedang called wedang cor, which they usually drink to warm up their body during rainy season or cold weather. This warm drink is one of the traditional culinary of Jember East Java. Meanwhile, cor is the mixture of cement and sand. The drink is called wedang cor because the ingredients used to make it look a little grayish and the sticky rice used in this drink floats when we stir the drink. This makes the drink resemble to the mixture of cement and sand. Besides warm water, wedang cor also contains milk, ginger, and fermented sticky black rice. The taste of wedang cor is truly delicious. The sweetness of the fermented sticky black rice and milk blends perfectly with the hot ginger. There are two ways you can try to enjoy the drink. Firstly, you can stir the wedang cor until the fermented sticky black rice floats on the surface, so you can savor the delicacy of the fermented sticky rice while sipping the ginger milk drink. Secondly, you can scoop the fermented sticky black rice, which is sunk into the base of the drink, without stirring the drink first. No matter how you enjoy the drink, wedang cor is a hot delicious drink. The drink can be found easily in Jember. One of the places to purchase the drink is at the Jember Town Square. Approximately the price of wedang cor for each portion ranges from 7,500 rupiah to 10,000 rupiah. Listener, that was Indonesian wonder about wedang cor from Jember, East Java. See you on our next edition. Bye for now.
Hidupku kan damaikan hatimu. nafasku ini hanyalah untukmu. Hidupku kan damaikan hatimu, diriku kan selalu menjagamu. Izinkan ku selalu bersamamu, kasihku padamu.
You have just listened to the third song entitled Hidupku Kan Damaikan Hatimu, sung by Caffeine. For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia or Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabulary and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, a special segment that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in Indonesian. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia RRI Overseas Broadcasting Station and the Language Development and Developmental Agency of the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Layanan Kamar Hotel, or in English, hotel room service. Next, I will give an example of a conversation entitled Layanan Kamar Hotel, or in English, hotel room service. In the hotel room, Tony felt hot even though the air conditioner was already on. Therefore, Tony called the receptionist to complain. Receptionist. Selamat malam, dengan resepsionis di sini? Tony. Ya, Mbak, kamar saya panas, AC-nya rusak. Receptionist. Baik, Pak, teknisi kami akan ke kamar Bapak. Mohon tunggu sebentar. Tony. Baik, terima kasih. Receptionist. Sama-sama, Pak. After listening to the conversation, I will introduce phrases and vocabulary related to today's theme, namely layanan kamar hotel, or in English, hotel room service. I will say the words two times and you can repeat after me. Kamar saya panas. kamar saya panas, which means my room is hot. AC-nya rusak. AC-nya rusak. The AC is broken. Teknisi kami akan ke kamar Bapak. Teknisi kami akan ke kamar Bapak. Our technician will go to your room. Mohon tunggu sebentar. Mohon tunggu sebentar. Please wait a moment. Panas. Panas. Hot. Tidak panas. Tidak panas. Not hot. Toilet. 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 Rusak. Rusak. Broken. Air. Air. Water. Kamar mandi. Kamar mandi. Bathroom. When you feel your room is hot, you can make a complaint like, kamar saya panas. Kamar saya panas, which means my room is hot. Or, AC di kamar saya rusak. AC di kamar saya rusak, which means the AC in my room is broken. Examples of other complaints. If the toilet is broken, you can say, toilet di kamar saya rusak. Toilet di kamar saya rusak, which means the toilet in my room is broken. If the water in the shower is not hot, you can say, air di kamar saya tidak panas. Air di kamar saya tidak panas, which means the water in my room is not hot. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details, let's listen to the example of the conversation again. Selamat malam dengan resepsionis. Iya mbak, kamar saya panas, AC-nya rusak. Baik pak, teknisi kami akan ke kamar bapak. Mohon tunggu sebentar. Baik, terima kasih. Sama-sama pak. That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those of you who want to know Indonesian better. We'll meet again tomorrow with a different topic. Thank you for listening.
cinta kita yang kau kira selamanya.
That was Keliru, sung by Ruth Sahanaya. You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome to Music Corner. In today's edition, we will give you a Malay song entitled Bujang Telajak. Listener, in Malay language, Bujang Telajak is a term used to define a man who has not yet found someone to marry with for a long time. In accordance to the song, the lyrics talk about the dreadful fate of Bujang Telajak, who neither has friends nor money. The interesting thing about the song is that the lyrics are humorous poems. The music is arranged in fast tempo as if it takes its listeners to sing the song and dance. Well, listener, let's listen to Bujang Telajak by Bujang Tanja and Cik Inong. Happy listening.
Malang nasib bujang telajak, kemana pergi orang tak ajak. Malang nasib bujang telajak, kemana pergi orang tak ajak.
Disuruh kawin, dia tak endak. Kalaulah malam berkawan cecak. Disuruh kawin, dia tak endak. Kalaulah malam berkawan cecak.
Kedekat buah kedeki, baling atas bukit. Tergak nak berbini tapi tidak ada duit. Kedekat buah kedeki, baling atas bukit. Tergak nak berbini tapi tidak ada duit.
Malang nasib si bujang labo, pisang kemuda badan dah bongkok. Malang nasib si bujang labo, pisang kemuda badan dah bongkok.
Bini tapi
kedeki baling atas bukit. Tergak nak berbini tapi pinggang sudah sakit.
Of Indonesia.
Aku sadar kalau kini kita sudah semakin
listeners, thanks for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia. And also send your email to voi@voinews.id.